was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia. Where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia, there was no problem. However, there was an intercept elsewhere near the capital city, Riyadh. We've got some videotape of that. You can take a look at right now. Some reported airbursts that may have been an intercept of an incoming Scud missile. We're really not sure. All we know is that the air raid sirens have gone off, and we've heard the outgoing roar of at least one Patriot missile. We've heard some sort of airburst. We can't tell where it was from where we are right now. We're waiting to see what's happening. As you can hear, the air raid sirens are still going off around us. Can't see much of anything, and frankly, this is what we can show you on television right now because of military restrictions from both the Saudis and the U.S.
CD, if you need to take cover, I notice that you've got your gas mask in your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Je suis un journaliste américain.
Geopolitics by Dan Quayle.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. From Saudi Arabia. From Saudi Arabia.
Let me say hi.
There comes a time when you need to shut down the fear in your life by simply pulling back the curtain to see what it is that is actually perpetuating the fears. To prove my point, let's use an example from the movie Wizard of Oz. Remember the scene when Dorothy, her little dog Toto, the straw man, Tin Man, and the lion were scared to death because they were standing in front of the wizard that was using fear to control them? But do you remember when Toto, the little nosy dog, went around and pulled the curtain back? Lo and behold, there was the little old man behind the curtain controlling that big, scary face. And of course, using fear to control those four people.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
The far left leading state-run media has been caught red-handed time and time again for misreported facts, mischaracterizations, and outright lies in order to advance their socialist, un-American, and illegal agenda on the American people. Their purpose is to intimidate you with fear, hopelessness, and propaganda, to belittle you, to discourage you, and to deter you in hopes that you surrender to their every lie that they perpetuate.
But right now, I want to get to the situation in Iran. There are reports it may be getting much closer to a nuclear weapons capability. The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog reports Iran has boosted production of high-grade enriched uranium, which could be used for a bomb, and is making suspicious changes to a key military base.
Let's take the little dog Toto. Pull back the curtain and show you what the state-run media does not want you to see. The media likes to play the race card in an attempt to divide and conquer the nation. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but the last four decades don't have a knowledge of racism. That issue was overcome 40 years ago.
All right, let's go to NBC News now. Mm-hmm. They distorted Zimmerman's 911 call, and we're going to play the edited portion first. Then we're going to put in what they missed, which gives it an entirely different meaning. This is NBC News, Brent, and this is what they did at a time where emotions are running very high in this country. Watch this.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie.
This case drew national attention after 911 tapes were released from the night Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer, shot and killed Martin, an unarmed teenager.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, for those that don't have or have not come to the realization that the war has already begun, I'm here to tell you it's been going on. It's never ceased since the beginning of time, this warfare that we live in. And what's happening here in the United States of America is being perpetuated. It's being fueled with false narratives in the such. And, and then a lot of it is a reality. In the fact of the matter is it becomes a reality because the people don't deal with those that are doing the lying. Folks, what's the first casualty in every war? The truth. And if you read Isaiah 59, it tells us that the truth has fallen in the street. It's time for the people to pick it up and hold the people that are lying accountable for the wars that they're creating. And the fact of the matter is we are the law and we need to hold them accountable. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9, when you get a moment. I want to give you a heads up real quick. We got the Minnesota State Fair coming up. We're going to be at the east end of the grandstand on the bottom floor, the east end, bottom floor of the grandstand, year 15. You probably see some of our billboards out there. But with that said, friends, if you'd like to volunteer, you'd like to come out and see what it's like to reach one of the possibles or the potentials of 3 million people to do what you're not going to find anybody else doing there, do come out. We would love to have you if you'd like to be a part of that. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And aside of that, friends, we've got other events coming up. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the schedule. We got Indiana up and coming. We're waiting for a Southern Minnesota date to come in for a men's meeting. And then whatever's beyond that is beyond that. We've got a lot to do up to that point. Going back to the Minnesota State Fair, it starts August 22nd. We're setting up this weekend, and we are going to be there for 12 days in a row. We used to broadcast live from there, from the Minnesota State Fair. Used to instantly have 200 to 300 people around the booth, because we're talking and hitting the issues that were commanded by God to deal with. in reproving the darkness, Ephesians 5:11. And with that, friends, we understand why so, because we read Proverbs 7:2, where the Lord says, keep my commandments and live. But if you want to die and you want to give yourself over to the enemy, just keep sitting back and doing a whole lot of nothing, because there's too much of that going on in this country today, and we're not going to be a part of that lot. But with that said, folks, we'd love for an opportunity to be back at the Minnesota State Fair. And again, I don't know what's going on down there, but they're not letting radio stations, a whole lot of them, broadcast from the fairgrounds anymore. So what's going on there, I have no idea, outside of the fact that they want to continuously drive the narrative, because we know WCCO and CBS and KSTP and Care 11 and Channel 23, they're doing their thing. Of course, that's how they're driving their narrative. That's why we have to get up in the face of what's going on. So if you're looking for an opportunity to be a part of it, to experience it, give us a call and we'll make that happen. One more time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, it's interesting because I continuously throw seed in every direction that I'm allotted to throw seed into concerning the field of life and the hearts of men and the minds of men, you know, over the last 20 years of radio. And it's also interesting to see how much of it's ignored until it happens, and that happens continuously here in this ministry. And one of those things that I continuously warn the American people about, and people that listen to us in 53 countries, is that cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. And what am I talking about? Well, I took the time to highlight and share with my viewers and my listeners that Barack Obama had 19 million false fake Twitter account followers. Hillary Clinton had 17 million. She was busted taking taxpayer money and paying $650,000 for Facebook likes. And the list goes on. Joe Biden was just busted with 11 million fake Twitter accounts, and the American people still don't get how they're being played. Listen carefully. This is Saul Alinsky. He's now in hell where he belongs. He ate the fruit of his own way. And the end of sin is death, Romans 6:23, and he found out the hard way. It's not a game anymore, but one of the tactics that he said to use on the people caused the mass amount, caused the 329.5 million people to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. Okay? They want you to believe, majority, that you're the minority, when in fact they are the way, way minority, controlling you through deceptive measures, through the mainstream media and their pro wrestlers, the clowns in the circus of politics that are being offered up to you today. And the sad part about it is too many people are falling for it. But what I want to show you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. This is allegedly a picture of Kamala Harris. Now, remember, friends, when she came back to Orange County, California, where there's 7 million people in California, as I said, remember when she came back after the presidential inaugural address of Joe Biden, who was put in place through voter fraud and by the powers that are tolerated by the American people. It's interesting that after that inaugural address, she got back to California and there was only three people that showed up and welcoming her back to home. And it's also interesting to note that she has a less than 1% approval rating. Okay. So just so you know how this works, but look at the pictures that are coming out with all this massive support. Well, what people are finding out, and it's the tactic that I've told you a million times over, and I'm going to continuously tell you until you get it into your head, they're creating support that they really don't have. They're creating support that they really don't have. Over and over throughout these pictures, it's the exact same pictures. The people in the group of people that are being pictured in Photoshop together to make it look like a massive crowd. How many times, Americans, I have to ask you, do you need to be lied to before you finally figure out how you're being played? Because you are the pawn on their board. another one of the tactics, and I'm coming up on a hard break real quick, is, and I've highlighted this one as well. We've done video on this before on several topics that they predicted, and then voila, here it comes concerning The Simpsons. I'm going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to share with you another video of how they are predicting the future, and then look at it unfolds, and then people say, didn't The Simpsons predict that? No, they created that. We'll be right back in a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want to get over to this really quick because there's a lot of people out there. They claim they realize it, but they're still not in this battle because they've not realized that the war's already begun. It's been going on since the beginning of time. And we are under attack. We are under attack in this country. It is them against us, and I'm talking about a small portion of people that don't realize that their position is a representative government where they serve the people, not we serve them through totalitarian methods, okay? Anybody sick and tired of it the way I'm sick and tired of it? Yep, I've been tired of it for years, and I've been standing for years, and I'm going to continuously stand until we see the results. Do all that we can do and leave the results up to the Lord, and that's exactly what we're doing here. I was talking about the Simpsons, their predictive programming, and how they are using their false prophetic people to predict future events. And we've done videos on this before, but I do want you to consider the source when it comes to the Simpsons, because as I've stated, and again, I have to state it again because this is brand new concerning the Olympics coming through the Simpsons using predictive programming. But it's interesting that The Simpsons were started on the back of a filthy magazine in Minneapolis called City Pages, who continuously attacked this ministry. I need to tell you that no longer exists, okay? And in saying that, it started out as Life in Hell. So these are people, folks, their game's almost over. I mean, we're not promised tomorrow. Not a person on this planet's promised tomorrow. Life is but a vapor, right? They do what they do because they think that they're not going to answer for it. Ecclesiastes 8:11, but the fact of the matter is, it's almost over for all of us, so we need to make the most of our time on this earth while we have it, in redeeming the time the way the Bible tells us to redeem it, to make the most of it, for the days are evil. Well, they started the back of The Simpsons on the back of City Pages with Life in Hell. So again, considering the source, it should come as no surprise to anybody that this is the fruit falling from the wicked tree concerning The Simpsons and their predictive programming. They've been doing this for years, and we played videos in the past, but I want you to see this one because this is The Simpsons predicting things that took place around the Olympics. And it just shows you, folks, and going back to the president, back in 1930, President Roosevelt, who was a communist, by the way, he was a criminal. It's interesting. He served three terms, too, by the way. He was a war president, and then he died in office. But what's interesting, friends, is the fact that he said nothing in politics that happens, he said it's all first planned. And it's exactly what they're living out in the face of the people. So when people say, whoa, can we say scripted? Yes, it's scripted. But I notice, and I got to say this because I see some new people on social media platforms right now in live chat, just doing nothing but driving the narrative of doom and gloom on you and your posterity. I don't understand that. We're called, the church is called to reprove the darkness. We're called to stand up against it. And the government working with the church, first the church, then the government, they're to condemn the crime and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. We, the righteous in Christ, are the ones that are supposed to be setting the narrative as we follow the Christ. We shouldn't be highlighting what the devil's doing and what he's going to do next. But that's how people think in this country. And they're gluttons for punishment. They keep turning the television set off. And what's worse is they call themselves Christians. What Bible are you reading? James 4:4, 2 Corinthians 6, starting 14, go to the end of the chapter. And I ask you, read Amos 3:3. It's a question you must read for yourself. So let me go over to this and let me show you how they are continuously predictively programming the people that are paying attention to it. But again, I want you to see, folks, that the control that they have garnered over the people, and it only works on those that submit themselves to it. So I say, in part, those that say, look at the globalists are doing to us. No, they're not doing anything to you that you're not allowing them to do to you. I hear this all over the country. Bradley, look what they're doing to us. Look at they're controlling our lives. Look what they've done to me here. No. Wait a second. They're not doing that to me. If they're doing that to you, it's because you're bent over. You need to stand up. And you need to say no more. As Ben Franklin rightly said, he said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. Aren't you embarrassed by the wolves that you allow to devour you? I am a bunch of effeminate, sick-minded madmen. That's what they are. And they're not going to dictate my life. They are not. Hey, folks, here it is. And you know what? I'm not going to get off on that. I'm going to get to the video. I'll talk about that one tomorrow. I got another thought about all the people. You know what? Just let me put a little salt on your tongue for tomorrow's show. Hey, you know what? The bad guys couldn't do what the bad guys do if somebody didn't do it for the bad guys. Because without the useful idiots doing it for them, they could never get the job done. You know, those are the people that say, we're just doing our job. That's how ridiculous people are today. You know, Adolf Hitler could have never did what Adolf Hitler did unless he had a bunch of useful idiots doing it for him. He didn't pull the trigger. Same thing with Mao Zedong. Same thing with Joseph Stalin. Same thing with what's going on in this country today. They can't do what they do without your submitting to it. They cannot do what they do without somebody. You know, it's like this, and this is another show, folks. It's like, you know, people are talking about an imminent war coming up, forecasting a war. No. You know what? If the politicians want a war, then send them. That's how you're going to end the war. Why? Because they're not righteous wars. There's a difference between the Lord's wars and man's wars. And these are not the Lord's wars, friends. These are political wars. It's a part of genocide. You have allowed your government, and I can't find it in the Constitution anywhere, to police the world. You've allowed them to take your children and to throw them into wars at the expense of their blood, making dollars and cents for profit. No, folks. If they want the war, send them. That's how the wars end. Our forefathers, when there was a righteous war, they went themselves. They went first. That's not what they do anymore. And the people never in a million years would have sent their kids to a war that the said representative government didn't take the lead on back in the day, friends. That's how desensitized people have become in this country. How dumbed down people have become in this country. And let me rewind just a little bit. Hey, all of you people out there that work in some civil government, some administrative building, or you occupy some office in government as a representative of the people, it's your job to stand against the tyranny. And if you see something come from the top that's unconstitutional, it's for you to take a stand against that and upholding the law and defending the people, not the other way around. For you to sit there, and this is what we hear all day long, for you to sit there and say that you're just doing your job, you are out of your mind. You have lost your mind, and you are a part of the problem. No, for you to do your job is to protect the innocent and condemn the wicked, not the other way around. Read the law. Read the Word of God and the Bible. Read the Constitution and understand the enumerated laws and enforce them against the people that are wronging, that are committing crimes. 1 John 3:4, not the other way around. Let me get back to this point. I want to show you Simpsons predicting what just took place in the Olympics again. And this is for the American people who continuously allow the corrupt to drive the narrative. Read Micah 6:16. Simpsons predicted unfolding the mockery of the Lord's Supper. And then what happened at the Olympics? Exactly. To the T, friends. Pay attention for those that are on social media platforms. To a T. To the T. So here's another one, another notch on their belt to those that aren't paying attention. And this isn't happening by chance. This is what they're programming through predictive programming. The things that they want to happen. It's really more than anything, friends, psychological manipulation. That's what this is. And it all works through the fear of man, which brings a snare. I want to tell you this. For those that fear the face of the Lord, this stuff right here is nonsense. You know what comes through me? I can tell you right now. These people that continuously dare the justice of God. You know, I had somebody say yesterday to me, Bradley, I just love expletive you off. And I said back to this person, I said, you know what you should be worried about and what you should have a care about is the harvest that you're reaping through the seeds that you are sowing into your own life. Why? Because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back in just a minute.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've done, and what we are doing. Go check out our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there, as well as educational videos, hundreds of them. We got some new documentaries in the work right now, working on a Second Amendment documentary. We just finished one concerning our forefathers, and it was a stand against concerning how the revisionists would have you believe our forefathers were a bunch of occultists. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's also available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Educational videos, click on there, and we are addressing by bringing about help resolve biblically and constitutionally concerning the issues, but it's going to take the effort of the people to actually enforce it. That's all we can do is give you the answers, friends. We can't do it for you. We can't drag you over the top of the hill. So, again, check that out. 13 to 15 articles, contributors from all over the country. Also, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. I wanted to hit something off here really quick because we were just talking about what's going on with the Simpsons predictive programming. They've been doing this for years, and so has the mainstream media. And then people sit back, oh, remember when the Simpsons predicted that? They didn't predict anything. They wielded that control over the minds of the people who don't take the time to know the difference, right? You know, Elijah's the one that faced off on the top of Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18, dealing with these false prophets, because that's exactly what they are. And that's all you have to do is use the Word of God, friends, to actually bring about the end concerning their existence, concerning their lives. It's like this. Augustine rightly said that the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Just go ahead and give it, and it will defend itself. And it's exactly right. It's exactly what's happening. But the bad guys, they just have the audacity. They think they're above this. They think they're demigods. And, you know, the Bible tells us life is but a vapor. And if you look at a headstone, there's a dash between the birth and the death, right? And they think between the time they're born and the time they die, for some reason that dash doesn't exist because they think they're never going to die. I mean, you can't make it up. And they think their wealth is going to get them out of, right, standing before their judge. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10. I mean, again, you just can't make it up. Revelation 21, starting in verse 8. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We're all going there. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. That's why the message is, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message. That's the message. But that's the message they don't want you to hear, but I'm going to give it anyways, regardless if they like it or not. Because they're going to wish they heard it now when they had time to hear it and respond to it rather than when they're in hell, and then they can't. Read Luke 16 concerning the rich man who went to hell. He had to stay in hell, and then because now he understood, it came to a realization that it was for real. He wanted Abraham, Father Abraham, to go warn his five brothers, and the Lord said, no, no, you have Moses and the prophets. If you don't listen to them, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And that is the proper function. Law to grace, law to grace, law to grace, right? Galatians 3:24. But why do they do what they do? Ecclesiastes 8:11 says, because the sentence against an evil act is not executed quickly, and I want to put this in your hands, Americans, by the people, well, the hearts of these wicked men, the sons of men, are fully set in themselves to do evil. And so guess what they do? They commit the act of evil. We're talking about right now, folks, if you just joined us, we're talking about, for those that haven't come to the realization that the war has already begun, we're in it right now. We are under attack by our said representative government. How that makes sense, I guarantee you that our forefathers are rolling over in their graves saying that that would never happen here in a million years. And guess what? Here we are, 250 years later, roundabout, give or take. Here we are because the people, they want to dare the justice of God. Guess what we're seeing? The justice of God. Listen carefully. When the principles that run against your deepest convictions begin to win the day, that's those that continuously parrot the narrative given by the mainstream media, then the battle is your calling. And peace has become sin. You must, at the price of dearest peace, lay your convictions bare before the friend and enemy with all the fire of your faith. In other words, you're not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ in any sense of the word. No, it's time for you to stand up, my friends, and be counted. It's time for you to stand up, my friends, and be counted. That's what I'm telling you. That's the message. Let's go to the next point. Just seen something yesterday. Talking about the battle and the war that we're in. Another head from the CDC, the corrupt CDC. That was supposed to be under investigation back in 2015, that are now assuming authority because the Supreme Court said so. through administrative law, which undermines constitutional law. It's just another name to distract you, friends, because they want you to think that they have all things in hand. And again, they have all authority to do whatever they want to do. That is absolutely untrue. It starts at the top all the way to the bottom. And if they don't do their job, they are to be removed. That applies to every single one of the branches of government. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, judges, Article 3, Section 1, and then it applies, okay? Because they're supposed to do their job under Article 6, Section 2, and they're to faithfully enforce it, Article 2, Section 3. And I'm not being funny. I'm just giving you references so you know what I'm talking about, okay? So let's go over, because the CDC is now predicting a new flu shot in spite of all of the people that have passed from their experimental jabs, okay? They're now predicting another shot is being created, experimental jab, for the people to take in spite of all of the information that has been divulged to the people on a worldwide basis, okay? I want you to listen to this because this is serious, and we're going to go into it again, Americans, because you didn't deal with the corrupt.
Only a handful out of the 100,000 doctors, Canadian doctors, that didn't take the vaccine that are still practicing medicine. So it's something like 99.9% vaccination rate. And they were the first ones to line up for their vaccines. Well, as I started looking at the sudden deaths of Canadian doctors, I realized, yes, most of them are dying from cardiac issues, heart injuries, cardiac arrests, dying while jogging or swimming, dying in their sleep. And Dr. Peter McCullough has talked about this extensively, about the myocarditis and the damage to the heart, the scarring to the heart. And then some were dying from blood clots, pulmonary emboli, strokes. But then there was quite a large subset of doctors who were developing extremely aggressive cancers, and cancers at an age that they shouldn't be getting. So, for example, there was a doctor who developed gastric cancer in his 30s, presented at stage 4. He was dead in less than a year. Very rare brain cancers in young individuals in their 20s and 30s, medical students, medical residents. And these cancers would always present at stage 4, and they would always kill them in a matter of a few months, and it was always less than a year. And, at first I didn't know, what the term for this was or what the phenomenon was. I just started, really paying attention to it, tracking it. I then, realized that this is being called turbo cancer by people on social media. A turbo cancer is not a medical term, but it's a term that people came up with to really describe the extremely aggressive nature of these cancers in the... There are only a handful out of the 100,000 doctors, Canadian doctors.
Okay, so you heard what he said. He's talking about the doctors that were selling the experimental drug that took it. They were the first ones to take it. He was highlighting the death of the doctors. We've been telling you this since the beginning of this last created crisis, Jeremiah 11:9. We've been telling you every step of the way. See, people don't understand that when you do it the Creator's way, you're going to remain healthy. You know what people did? They took an experimental jab that wasn't proven because they didn't take the time, first and foremost, not that I would have taken it, but they didn't take the time to consider the source of those that were selling them the crisis in the first place. So again, they sowed into a field and it cost them their life, sad to say. Well, this guy right here, he's telling you all over again, concerning the side effects, turbo cancer, and the deaths of those that are dying from jogging and swimming and dying in their sleep and heart attacks, brain cancer, and they're dying within a year. That all came from the experimental jabs. Guess what those that are trying to sell you the next experimental jab, guess what they're doing? They're blaming the unvaccinated for the crimes that they're guilty of. And guess what? They're still out there doing it again. They're gearing up again to attack you on another day, Americans. Why? Because you didn't do what the Lord commanded you to do. And what is it? To deal with the corrupt. Common sense says that. You know who sold you the experimental jabs? The governors all throughout the United States of America. I'm talking about America right now. Advertently or inadvertently. I mean, Kristi Noem, she sat back and she acted like she had nothing to do with it, when in fact she was delegating authority that she didn't have to her subordinates to go ahead and enforce the lockdowns. And then what did the people do? Because they didn't pull the curtain back and do their due diligence, they moved to South Dakota.
only to find out when they got there what guys like me were trying to tell them before they got there. Same thing with Florida. Same exact thing. Hey, look at SB 2006 under Ron DeSantis. Hey, folks, he gave the Department of Health somehow some authority, created authority out of thin air. He gave them authority to go ahead and quarantine people at will and to vaccinate them at will. And these were the two good ones that were sold to the people by the mainstream media. Oh, they are the ones that were standing up for the people. No, they weren't. And what's even worse than all of this, friends, is the American people are now, what are they doing? They're gathering together to go ahead and put the father of the vaccine and his VP pick, J.D. Vance, who's changed his name three times, who's also a pharmaceutical investor, right into office so they can set themselves up again. There's nothing worse than watching the American people support their own oppressors. And that's the direction people are going right now, friends. And they refuse to listen to the truth. And guess what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to face the consequences for rejecting the truth. We'll be right back.
At Sons of Liberty Media. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, fastest hour on national radio. Have you guys seen this? It's really pathetic. I'm just going to go there for a moment. They're tag teaming Elon Musk and Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I need to do it again. You know, the art of radio is saying the same thing, but saying it a different way. And apparently people don't want to see this, but you do know that his mother is a New World Order cultist. She's an occultist, right?
And I don't know what people don't understand about Elon Musk. This is the guy that wants to put a chip in the back of your brain, and he wants to track you everywhere you go. Why would the father of the vaccine, why would he be coming together with a guy like this? I'm just curious. Here, I want to show you something. This is Elon Musk. On the front of his Halloween costume, it is a goat's head. On his sleeve, he's got these two bracelets on his wrists, his forearms. They are upside down crosses, and the same thing for his shin guards. They're upside down crosses. What is it that you people don't understand? Oh, did I forget to go to the back? And on the back here, let's look at this. What is this? Another upside down cross. These people are playing games. These are the ones that are leading the mass into what? The wide and the broad in the easy way. Because they say within themselves, well, this is the best that we've got. This is the best that we've got. No, it's not the best that you've got. It's the best of what you've been settling for because you love those that entertain you out of your own freedom. Let's just call it for what it is. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. You'd rather follow these guys, and then for some reason or another, you have deceived yourself into believing that on Judgment Day, you're going to stand there before the Lord and say, well, I didn't know. I didn't know. I mean, look what Elon did. Look what the father of the vaccine did. And the Lord's going to say, nope, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I told you, you must know concerning the doctrine. I told you to study and show yourself approved unto God. You're not going to blame somebody else for what you failed to do. I told you, the Lord's going to say, to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You're not going to pass the buck. You are going to be judged for every idle thought and every idle word. Well, Bradley, what do you think? You're better than we are? Nope. Is it my word? Nope. I'm going to be judged the same way. Am I the standard? Nope. Jesus Christ is the standard. And it's interesting to note, well, Bradley, I just feel like you're judging me and you're condemning me. Nope. I'm just giving you the judge's word. And if you feel condemnation, it's because you love the darkness rather than the light. Read John 3:18, 19. And 20, and then Romans 8. There is therefore no now condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, not outside of Christ Jesus. These are the two guys, going back to the point, Elon Musk, the Satanist Elon Musk, along with the father of the vaccine. They're tag teaming them now. These are the guys that you need to support, along with J.D. Vance. No, look at Kamala Harris. She's bad, bad, bad. She's the nemesis. She's our arch enemy. Bad, bad. No, 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 no. Not Tim Walz. No, they're on the same team. They're on the exact same team. Let's go to the next point here. And I'm glad I made some of you mad. It's my job. It's my job. God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences. Are you kidding me? How are they to repent if they don't know their sin before a just and a holy law? We have to show them the law. And the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the first commandment, Exodus 20. And the second is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. That includes men. What you're seeing in America today is political idolatry, Acts 12:22, and it's going to cost you, America. It's going to cost you so much. So look at this. Here's Joe Biden. He was allowed by 329.5 million people to name Muhammad. I'm not even going to try to say his last name. A Hamas-linked ISNA, that's the acronym, to U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. They just appointed a Muslim over international religious freedom. Do you think that's by chance? Absolutely not. It's what the Lord said he would do. Read 28:43 of Deuteronomy along with 49 and go ahead and go down a little bit to 63 and you're going to understand exactly why America is in trouble today. That's why. This is why. This is what he promised to a people that refused to take heed to his word. Also wanted to highlight, due to the fact that I'm highlighting the fact that a lot of people don't understand that we are in a war. And it's interesting, all the people that are paying the price for the war are the innocent while the guilty go free. But again, America has been raised up into a system to show more compassion to the guilty to the guilty rather than the innocent victims. That is judgment turned backwards in every sense of the word. In every sense of the word. I'm going to highlight this for you, and I want you to check this out. This is undercover camera, and it is a woman that is the head of a pro-choice movement that is mocking the life and death of children in the womb, and then she begins to mock the selling of baby body parts as she's using vulgarities and laughing about it. I'm not making it up. And see, here again, I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you the way the prophetic gives it to you, friends. Here it is. It happens because of the accomplices that let it go on. Since when was it the government's job to steal your money and to support these organizations that are murdering children in this country under the guise of abortion and a woman's choice? And isn't it interesting, after the woman commits the crime of aborting, murdering her baby, Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20:13, isn't it interesting, friends, how she then plays the victim after she commits the crime of murdering her own baby to sit there and say, you know what, this is a war against women and you want to hold us accountable? No, it's a war against God's law, and it's a law that you're going to lose, and you're going to be held accountable for everything that you do and that you don't do. And that applies to all of us, period. That applies to all of us. I want you to check this video out. It is very disturbing, but I want you to see what the American people have given way to, because every politician, listen to me carefully, every politician continuously supports Planned Parenthood. Every single one of them. Not a one of them that's promised to put a stop to it has done so. Let's check this out. Okay, so this, she's undercover right now. She says, yeah, I'm like, I have a leg for you. I'm like, oh, blank. If other people, listen carefully, this is her mocking the body parts that have been dissected. Oh, blank, if other people were to hear me, they'd be like, you are blanking evil. You know, she's right. But so are the people that allow it to happen.
Like, you are f***ing evil.
Then the next one goes on, you have to come and play with our tissue and see if it's cool enough for you. Somehow or another, that's cute. I like tissue. We have a lot of it. Oh, okay, so more for me to do. Keep me busy because of you.
We have a lot of it.
Okay,
see?
Okay, so more for me to do. Keep me busy because, you know, if I'm not busy, I get in trouble.
Now, if I'm not busy, I get in trouble, so I have two providers.
So I have two providers.
Who go up to 24 weeks, 6 months, and Ann is one of those providers. So that means they'll kill the baby up to 6 months. I said baby. Okay, fetus, little one, right? Latin? Yeah?
Ann is one of the providers. If you want more intact ones, she's the one you kind of need.
If you want more intact ones, fetuses, they call them, she's the one of one you kind of need to talk to. In other words, if you want the baby when it's aborted, murdered, if you want it in just one piece, you're going to have to talk it to this lady. Because Americans, you know that the Senate, and you know that the DOJ, and you know that every single one of your said representatives that lets this go on every single day, you do realize that they know that babies' body parts are being sold online. And what's worse is they're stealing your tax dollars to go ahead and continue this murderous rampage that's been going on in this country since 1973. Incredible. Incredible. And Americans, you're still okay with things are the way things are? You know, one of the correlations here, isn't it interesting? The government illegally sanctioned the murder of 70 million babies up to this point. It's probably higher than that now. But these are also the ones that are murdering their own children that are trying to force you to take a vaccination. And they say it's for your health, just like Adolf Hitler did. Right?
Intact fetuses.
You didn't want to see it, huh?
Okay. I had a patient. Okay.
Like, how sick.
Right.
Yeah. These are the people that are set at the head of these organizations, mocking how they murder babies. And your government's all in on it, Americans. And that government just happens to be a reflection of the American people.